On a prominent hill in Richmond, Virginia, sits the state's capital, built in 1788, almost as old as the United States itself. Now this building is weathering a scandal surrounding its 71st governor, Robert McDonald. He has been widely reported to have received loans, gifts, and special favors for himself, his wife Maureen, and other family members. Richmond-based investigative reporter Peter Galuska lists what has allegedly been given to the governor and his family, primarily from a Richmond-area businessman named Johnny Williams, who heads a company called Star Scientific.
Governor McDonald has been accepted some loans for a real estate corporation that he has with his family. His daughter received $15,000 for a wedding dinner. He has been given a $6,500 Rolex watch. His wife, Maureen McDonald, Virginia's first lady, has been treated to expensive shopping sprees in New York.
Legal observers say the Virginia state laws covering the reporting and accounting of personal activities by elected officials are not strong. And as McDonald himself points out, these laws only cover him, not other family members.
I regularly and diligently make report those. It's a statement of economic interests that are done annually. But yes, that come to other family members under the current law are not reportable.
McDonald says he has repaid the nearly $125,000 in loans from Williams and that his daughter has paid back the check Williams sent for wedding expenses. Another McDonald family member returned money given to her by Williams. The governor also said the Rolex watch was being returned. However, a federal investigation is reported to be underway of Governor McDonald and Johnny Williams for possible legal violations, including the improper exchange of favors. The governor strongly denies any such deal.
Neither Mr. Williams nor Star Scientific has received any special benefit at all from the state, nor has any other company.
At the University of Richmond, political science professor Dan Palazzolo says that what statehouse watchers have been waiting for is the results of the federal investigation, and that McDonald's political future may hinge on what happens.
The most important issue upcoming is the FBI report and whether there is an indictment. If there's no indictment, then I think Bob McDonald kind of survives. If there is an indictment, things get dragged on.
Virginia's capital is now preparing for the inauguration in January of Governor McDonald's successor, Democrat Terry McAuliffe. McAuliffe has made it clear that he will seek tighter controls on gifts, both to the governor and to family members. Jeffrey Young, VOA News.